Some of us are outwardly successful, but inwardly feel unhappy and living a life lacking in purpose and meaning. The Necktie and the Jaguar by Carl Greer can help you discover what's important to you and how to go for it. For more information or to purchase the book, visit carlgreer.com. That's CarlGreer.com. Welcome to Shooting the Shift with Marilyn and Elizabeth. These light warriors, both native New Yorkers, walk their walk, talk their talk, and keep the real in the deal. This dynamic duo joined forces to assist you through your transformational journey one step at a time, empowering you with spiritual tools you can use in your daily life. Each show begins as a conversation creating an opening for spiritual connection. There are never any scripts, and spirit is always illuminating the way. And that's when the shift hits the fan. The magical messages of the ancestors, spirit guides, and Gaia are respected, honored, and always given sacred space to communicate. Join Marilyn and Elizabeth as they shake shift up and do what they do best. Speak from their hearts.
Hello. Welcome. Welcome, my secret sister, Marilyn.
Welcome. Yeah.
Hi,
welcome, everyone.
I'm Elizabeth. This is Marilyn.
And I'm Marilyn.
This is Elizabeth. You're Marilyn.
Good. Yes.
Got that straight. All right. Hallelujah.
All right.
Okay. So today is a great day to start, do a ritual around something new, because we are in the apex of the big full moon in Aries. Aries is the initiator. It's the charging ahead energy. And we've got Pluto, Saturn, Jupiter, Mercury, all direct. And what does that mean? It means Christmas is going to be here in 2 seconds. That's what it means. The energy is going fast forward. So I just wanted to say, it's really important today to make some kind of ritual and honor some new beginning in your life, whatever you'd like. Today, Marilyn and I are going to discuss boundaries. What are they? Borders, boundaries, and self-respect. And I would say today is a great day to sit down and write a non-negotiable list of what is okay for you in everything in your life, and categories, however it works for you. And remember, we're still in Libra season, so a lot of it's about relationships. So yeah, boundaries are a really, really big topic. And I think we should start with, what are boundaries, Marilyn? Because there's a lot of people out there that don't really, you know, they think they know. So yeah. I think we should start out real basic here. What do you think?
Yeah, sure. And you know, boundaries are really important, right? Because they define your values. And it's important to know that boundaries are what you value, right? And how you show up in the world, right? A lot of times what happens is that when we don't understand what our boundaries are, or when we allow other people to cross them, right? And when I'm saying boundaries, it's really what's important to you and what matters to you. You know, when people, how do you figure out if somebody is crossing a boundary, right? Is you may feel uncomfortable, you may feel resentment, right? You may feel stressed or anxious or guilty or fearful, right? And when you're feeling those things around, let's say somebody's words spoken to you, or somebody's, maybe someone is speaking to you in a way where you feel disrespected, right? Or you feel, you know, that they are stepping over, let's say, your boundaries that you have set in place. But it's also important to recognize that you also have to let other people know what your boundaries are, right?
Well, because, and I think a lot of people don't even know what their boundaries are. I mean, I will speak for me, and we always say two native New Yorkers on our intro, which I love. But, you know, I mean, for me as a kid, at least with my personal safety, I grew up in the village. I was a latchkey kid in the middle of the city. And I learned my boundaries and the awareness of my space around me real quick at a real early age. And I've learned a lot of people really don't even know what a boundary is or how to empower themselves to know what their boundaries are. So again, as always, I would say the accountability begins with us because it really starts with what is okay with me and what isn't. And until we're real clear on that, how can we even implement that with other people, right?
Right. You have to define your boundaries first, like, right, what your values are, right? Like, if you know that if somebody is, let's say for you, one of your boundaries, your values is, you know, truthfulness, right? And trustworthiness in another, you know, in others, as well as integrity and others being respectful of your space and your time. And your energy, right? And your just your safety, right? All of these things are important. And how we start to define them and how we start to, how would I say, speak it out into the world is really important. Because if we don't set and maintain firm, healthy boundaries, right, with self-care, then, you know, we're going to have difficulty, right? And if we do set and maintain healthy boundaries, then we will aid in our expansion, right? We will expand in the world because we won't get shut down so much, right? And we won't feel, you know, the feelings of, let's say, somebody's, you know, sometimes we may feel like somebody's taking advantage of us or not appreciating us, right? But that comes from... You know, the act, that's something that's activated in us because somebody has now crossed a boundary, right?
And
but it's important to and it's important to let people know what it is, right? Like out loud. People, you can't have people trying to guess what what, you know, when they're crossing a boundary for you. It's important for you to articulate that, you know, to another, right?
You said one word that I think is really, really a big one. And it's about being nice and feeling guilty. And a lot of people will struggle. You know, I did this several years ago when I was recovering with my health crisis. And I realized I had a lot of wiggle room with some boundaries with people. And I said, yes to you and no to needy nibblers, because there's a lot of people who will need and pull on you, and as soon as you set a boundary, they want to overstep it because they want to see how deep is this boundary, how far can I go, this is new, I don't like it, because people feel like maybe you're pushing them away when all you're really doing is empowering yourself, especially with the people that we love. It's really hard not to feel guilty sometimes because, look, we're all busy. We are all stretched too thin sometimes, and we want to show up for the people we love, but we have to sometimes say no, and that can be really hard with someone that you care about or will, you know, pull the heartstrings of the guilt on you.
Which and a healthy boundary. Having healthy boundaries means being able to say no. Right? That's a healthy boundary, because if you're always saying yes, then you're, what are you doing for yourself? You're not showing up for yourself. And showing up for yourself is really, truly important, right? Checking in with how you feel. Yes, it's a complete sentence.
But you know what? I actually Googled that and they said, technically, it's not a no sentence. It's not a sentence. And I was like, okay, whatever. This person needs better boundaries.
Well, it's a complete statement. It is for me, because if I say no, I don't think that that needs to be followed with anything else, unless I believe that I need to, right? But it has to be something that I feel that it needs, you know, more information, right? There's certain mm-hmm. things that a no is a no, and that's it. And, you know, there's no negotiating right. around it. It's just mm-hmm. a direct no. And it's just accepting it, right?
Yeah, I would say a person that has healthy boundaries can sometimes be a little less popular. and I don't think that's a bad thing, right? Because we waste our energy a lot on other people and other experiences. But when you have a healthy boundary, you can really, you know, maintain your own personal space and not muck things up. Especially, I know a lot of our listeners are empaths, right? Mm-hmm. And so boundaries are so important. Like with the work I do in mediumship, I have to be in my own energy and I have to center myself and get in my energy first and then see what comes in and what blends with me. Because then that was the most essential boundary I had to learn when my mediumship opened up was, you know, here we go with the movie analogies, but I'm going to say, now that we're talking about The Other Side for a minute, I know something you and your daughter Christina and my mama have in common and loved, which was the movie Dirty mm-hmm. Dancing. Mm-hmm. And when he says, you know, spaghetti arms, this is your dance space, this is my dance space, right?
Yes, yes.
And that comes in everything. You have to know what your personal energy feels like, and because sometimes it creeps up on you and you start feeling your neck itchy or you start feeling tension in your chest. And it's important, again, just like those triggers, to recognize, wow, why am I all of a sudden feeling my heartbeat in my throat? Boom, 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 boom. It's a signal. And I just kind of got on a tangent there, but it makes sense though. Your own space. Yeah,
right.
Your own boundaries,
and,
right?
Right, because being popular is not important. It really isn't. No. Vibrating in the right space is important, right? Creating mm-hmm. a community of like-minded people, having a tribe, mm-hmm. you know, that is mm-hmm. is connected with, you know, let's say similar belief, like-minded, right? So these are things that are important, and remembering, right, that it's really important that you know that you have the right to privacy, right? And the ability mm-hmm. to change your mind, right? And the right to your own time, right? And yeah. and the right to remain true to your principles and not giving them up, you know, simply because someone else wants something, right?
Yeah. Let's talk about principles for a second, because that's mm-hmm. a really good word you just put out there. I mean, the types of boundaries, just for an example for people that maybe haven't pondered on this too much. Mm-hmm. There's physical boundaries, which is like your personal space, your privacy, you know, somebody who touches your shoulder at a coworker and you personally don't like to be touched, right?
Right.
Or it puts you off. There's sexual boundaries with a partner, right? There's mm-hmm. intellectual boundaries. There's emotional boundaries. There's financial boundaries. So sometimes it helps to categorize them, especially if you're going to make a list and look at what are my negotiables and what aren't. And you know what? Our boundaries change over time. So you may think, I'm all set. I got my ironclad boundaries. Well, take a look at certain categories and see. You know, maybe you do have boundary problems with loaning your kids some more money because you feel guilty, but then you're mad at yourself. See, these are the things we're trying to prevent, like not betraying yourself in order to help other people and still have clear boundaries. Right. Sometimes you have to press them on again and again until people get them. Like I said, they like to overstep them. I don't know about you, but I have some oversteppers.
Yeah, but I think that it's important for us to be clear. Right. Mm-hmm. To articulate that, to tell people when they cross the line. Right. If mm-hmm. you cross the line, then you need to be able to tell someone you're crossing this line. And then you have to let people understand that there's certain things you're not tolerating, you know, mm-hmm. that there's a line that you cannot cross. And if they do, right, knowingly, right, then that's an issue. Right. Because you don't want people how would I say, stepping over.
Then you're in a power struggle.
Yes, yes. And it's not necessary, right? It really isn't. We just need to be very clear when we set our boundaries that people know what those boundaries are, right? And if they disrespect them, then we have to think, we have to really look at this friendship or this partnership, you know, or, you know, whatever it is that you got going, right? Because it's not healthy, right? It's not a healthy place when people just, you know, how would I say, just cross over a boundary and feel that it's okay, right? And then it's important for you to not allow it, right?
Yeah, not only are you going to have people that, you know, there's people who will respect you and will say, oh, okay. You know, it's also how it's said, how it's delivered. Mm-hmm. I know for me in the past when I was establishing my boundaries, which I thought I had ironclad being a native New Yorker and very determined little girl. I mean, my cousin used to say, like, all I remember is your big blue eyes and you were 2 years old. And I would say, Elizabeth, will you bring me that ashtray? And I'd say, no. And they'd say, why? And I'd say, because I don't want to. So I had boundaries down at 2. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I noticed that if I try and be nice, then things fester. And then I get resentful. And it's my own damn fault. I got no one to look at but the mirror to go, you know, you should have said something last Tuesday and then Wednesday and then Saturday. And now you blow up. And
no, because you crossed your boundaries. You crossed your boundaries.
But
you allowed someone to, you allowed somebody to cross your boundaries and then you did it.
And then I snap at them, right? But really, that finger is pointing at me and I snap, right?
Yes.
I don't do that as much anymore. I mean, I'm still human in my flesh suit, please, people. But I mean, that was a big lesson for me, like pulling myself back from the snappy self because I have not listened and honored my value. Oh my gosh, Marilyn, we're already ready to go to our first break.
Oh my goodness, okay.
I'm telling you, Christmas is going to be here in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
So, all right, guys, we're going to dive into boundaries and examples of boundaries and ways to untrap ourselves. So stay tuned to Shooting the Shift. We'll be right back.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
So I'm a cat. And I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Intro or me?
Go ahead.
Hello. Welcome back. We got some stuff to shift. Listen, Marilyn, you and I were always on the fly, so we don't care. The more
I know,
the better. We don't care.
Yeah.
We really don't.
Yeah.
I had a show for a while and I just had everything pre-planned and I realized I was pre-channeling. But I have to say, now that I have a co-host and a co-pilot and a soul sister, it's so much funner because I just get to show up and let the shift hit the fan.
There you go.
Woo, woo.
There you go.
All right, darling. So boundaries. You want to talk about just saying no?
Yeah, let's talk about that, because sometimes we have difficulty saying no to people, especially those people who we care about deeply, right? It's really difficult to say no when we really want to say no, because there are those times when we really need to take better care of ourselves. And many times what happens is that we have situations where we just continue to say yes, 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 yes. And then we start feeling all kinds of feelings, right? Like, you know, not being loved or honored or cherished, or, you know, we feel resentful of the other people, you know, that we're constantly saying yes to. And that's why I think that it's important for us to be able to pull back our energy, right? A lot of times what we're doing is we're actually, you know, giving out all this energy to others without paying attention to our own energy that is depleting, right? Because if you're so busy giving and giving and giving and giving, then when do you have time to receive, right? We have to have a balance. We have to have that aini, you know, the balance between the giving and the taking. And we have to learn to love ourselves enough to say no when we need to say no. We don't have to say no all the time, but when we know that it's really important to say no, we need to be able to be clear about it and not to feel guilty about it, because guilt, you know, and there's a lot of resentment then around that, right? So when we're able to say, guess what? I just can't do that today. I had to learn to say no in my life. Oh my God, and I'm still learning how to say no. And sometimes I still fall back into the trap, you know, and I call it a trap because it's a trap that I have co-created and I fall into every now and then, and I got to pull myself back and say, oh no, you're not doing that again, are you, Marilyn? Not again, you know. Because it's important for us to remember that we matter, that we're important, you know, that we have to.
That is the number one thing, darling. I swear to you, that's the number one thing. You know, we're going to cut each other off. So.
It's okay. But, it's okay.
But listen, I mean, in your date book, in your phone, listen how old, I'm like a dinosaur. But in my own defense, I am an artist and I have to write everything down. I need my handwriting in my book. But in your book, you need to go boundary, 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 me time, there's time there. You know, you don't not get on the treadmill because a client's having a crisis. You don't not feed your own, you know, eat the right foods because you're putting other people first. This is the number one thing I had to implement. Like, I had to put myself in boot camp, boundary boot camp, and be like, if I'm not taking care of me and I'm not clear on what I need and it's not negotiable for my heart, physically, for my breasts, you know, for all my health and my body, forget the rest of the mental stuff. If you're not doing that, then you're never going to have good boundaries with anybody else.
Yeah, and you know what?
You're betraying yourself.
Yes, and the important piece is that you have to choose yourself, right? You have to choose yourself, you know? You know, in at another time, you know, when we have, you know, more time, I'll talk about, you know, those moments when I had to say, I have to choose me. And that was a really difficult decision to make, right? Because I'm so, you know, I'm that person that, you know, will do whatever it is that you need me to do to help you, you know, all within, of course, you know, my values, right? And my boundaries, right? But I'm that person, you know, that, you know, if you need me, here I am. If all, you know, if you're calling me and here I am, if you're, you know, if you need me to do all kind, you know, just, can you go get this for me? Can you do this? Can you just sit with me? Can you? Yes, 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 yes. And then I learned that I was really neglecting myself. I wasn't feeding myself, right? And I'm not talking food. I'm talking about feeding my soul, feeding the, you know, the, you know, myself in a way where I could give more, right? So it's important for us to be able to say, I choose me. I choose That's me. Right. I set my boundaries, and I will follow because it's important.
Yeah, and you know, our society, I mean, I grew up in a total paradox. We, like, both my parents escaped the South and moved to New York and met in a laundromat in the basement where the laundromat was in the big apartment building. But they left the South because, you know, bless your heart, and there's so much sweetness and fakeness. And so I grew up in New York City with two Southern parents. I still had to go visit all those people a couple times a year. And, you know, be nice, be polite, say thank you, eat shit, you know? It's like, okay, no. We've all been, most of us have been trained to be polite, put other people first, you know, who are you to make yourself big? Other people matter first, you know? And that's a bunch of bunk, you know? It really does start with us. It doesn't mean you can't be nice. It doesn't mean you can't be polite. But There's a real thing that we learn at a young age where we're betraying ourselves because somebody else is more important. And I learned that as a young person, and I knew the difference.
But yeah, and we have to remember that, you know, that we teach people how to treat us. We teach them. Because if we accept certain things and actions, yes, then we are teaching people how to treat us. And so we need to be able to say, that's not okay. And be okay in saying that, because you have every right to that, right? You have every right to ask to be respected, right? That's an important thing. I mean, sometimes people, you know, they just surrender their values to others, and that's not a good thing. We have to be able to say, not this one, right? Like, this is not, an area where it's negotiable, right? I can't accept that. I can't accept that. And if you can't accept that, then, you know, maybe the you and I are a good match, right? And there's nothing wrong with that as well, right? Sometimes we have to let go, right? Yeah, sometimes we have to let go, because if we're always surrendering, then we're not allowing ourselves to, you know, to really be present in our lives.
Yeah, and I would like to say, you know, really to prepare people out there that are listening and finding this intriguing and maybe jotting one or two things down for some light bulbs for themselves, you know, be aware of the boundary bite back, because it's going to happen. And there's going to be people that are going to gaslight you, that, you know, you may say no about something and then they're going to turn on you or try and manipulate you or blackmail you with something like, well, I'm not going to do this now because, you know, remember what comes out of an orange belongs to the orange.
Yes.
You know, that's the biggest thing, because you will get the boundary bite back and they will try to make you feel guilty. And it may not even be conscious on some people's parts. But when you change, the one thing I know is everybody wants changes. But then when they show up, people go, wait a minute, you're changing. I'm not really sure I understand. Especially if you've been someone who's been so kind and so attentive and put yourself last. And right at the beginning, when you start realizing, that's when I feel like it's the hardest time to hold them.
Because, well, it's a hard time because
everybody around you's surprised.
Yeah. Yes, it's difficult. But I do have to say, though, that when you really are walking your walk and talking your talk and using, your energy in a way where, always with love and compassion, right? When we communicate with others, I always say, this is my one thing, right? That I always go and I say, with love and compassion, right? I can tell you what I need to tell you. I can communicate to you even the most difficult things with love and compassion. Now, how you receive it is another thing, but that's not me, right? We're talking then of triggers, right? Because that's their trigger and not mine. And I'm okay in putting myself out there and saying, well, this is the way it works. Now, I also understand that, you know, don't you want to be that person that people say, oh, oh, what does she have? Because I want some of that. I want some of that. What is that that she has? Mm-hmm. Like, I, you know, I feel like that sometimes. And I think it's so, I mean, I love it, right? Because I love to then be able to say, come on in, let's do this, you know? But we have to be able to show up. We have to be able to show up.
Right. And we have to be willing to be wrong. And we have to be willing to listen. There's a lot of people out there that don't listen and just wait for you to stop talking so that they can talk. We have to be open. And you know, when things get tense and people get a little, you know, feeling a little vulnerable or unsure of themselves, we tend to get a little defensive. Mm-hmm. And so when we can come from a place of openness, you know, let them know if they want to have a conversation, it has to come from a place of respect. And you can say, look, you're really upset right now, and I don't like what you're calling me or saying, or I don't feel that this is the moment. If you want to come back and we can try this again with respect, we can. And that's an opening, but not right now, right? And
then give
them that opportunity. That, again, is another healthy boundary, right?
Yes, to be able to articulate, to be able to say it out loud so that the other person also understands, right? That this is not you attacking them. This is you, you know, speaking your truth. Or, you know, because a lot of times what happens is that maybe, you know, for the other person, that's not a big thing, right? But maybe for you it is, and it's important for you to be able to say that. And it's okay for them to be able to say, okay, now that I know, because I didn't know before, okay, I understand, and, you know, I'm in check with this, right?
Right.
But until you speak it out, nobody, this is not like, how if you don't speak what your boundaries are, what your values are, or how you feel about a certain, you know, about a certain thing, what happens is that you end up getting caught, right, in a situation where, the person is trying to figure you out because you haven't really, all you have to do is don't have them trying to guesswork, right? All you have to do is to expect others to know. You can't expect others to know where or when to draw the line, right? Mm-hmm. Or where it was that you drew the line, right? It shouldn't be left to chance. You need to be able to speak it out. You need to be able to articulate that to the person so that there are clear boundaries.
And a lot of people are learning how to do that. They don't, you know, they're just beginning to do that. And, you know, it's really interesting to me because I find that, especially when you're in a relationship, say you're in a very, like a sister or a husband or a partner. You know, it's really funny this morning because I said to my husband, I said, well, you know, tell me what your definition of a boundary is. And he's like, correct words instead of saying what they really want to say because they want to remain private. And it was really interesting because I was thinking, well, that's just such a male point of view, right? Because to me, it was so left brain, you know, like he was taking boundaries to be very logical in like HIPAA laws and trying to keep things private with professional boundaries, right? And so that just made me think in a different way. That everybody has, that's why I wanted to start this so simple. What is a boundary to you? What is a no to you? Because I think sometimes it may seem really simple. Some people may be rolling their eyes out there, and that's fine. Good for you if you've got rock solid boundaries. But I know I'm a work in progress. And, you know, we're showing up as different people now. We're not the same people we were 5 years ago. So a lot of people, I think, don't know their worth and value or feel like, who's going to respect me? And that's, again, building up your own worth and value to know that you deserve to say no. You have a right to say no. Some people have never been told that, ever.
Yes, and it's important for them to know that is the truth. That is the truth, you know? Because when you feel that you don't have a right to, you know, to speak your truth, right?
Or that, they'll be held to pay for it.
Yeah, that limits you, right? And that limits you in your expansion in this lifetime as well, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's important to be able to say, you know, I can speak my truth and be okay mm-hmm. in that, right? Mm-hmm. It's so important, you know?
Do you have mm-hmm. any... Yeah, sorry. Do you have people in your life, like a couple, and like their boundaries are so intermixed, it's like ridiculous. It's like watching a tennis match and you're like, wait, whose boundary is this? You know, usually I find like couples that have been together a long time. There's always one person that's kind of running the show and the other person that's kind of going along with it. I don't know if you've run into that with other couples, but it's interesting because I do see how some people I witness and I stay in observation. And I mean, I get codependency and everything, but sometimes it's just like being cohesive. Sometimes you just want to keep the peace. And I get that. I mean, that's okay as long as it's a choice on your part, right? Like,
right.
Okay, I have this boundary, but now's not the time for me to address this. So I'm just going to be complacent. That's okay too, as long as that's the agreement you're making with yourself, right?
Again, yeah, but you know the difference with that. But I think that the difference with that is that if it is a non-negotiable boundary, then you're going to have certain energies festering, right? Like you're not going to be feeling comfortable in the relationship. You're going to have resentment towards the other person. You know, you're going to be feeling stressed around them or anxious, or you're just not going to feel good. And that's not a good thing, right? So that's why I think that it's important to articulate, to speak it out. Because, you know, the only thing that we can, you know, recognize, right, is that when we speak our truth, that the words are going to be heard and maybe we can shift, right, the relationship that exists currently that maybe isn't working you know, the way it could, simply because I'm keeping the secret of, you know, I'm doing this because I just don't want to, you know, debate this, or I don't want to, you know, say anything around it or whatever. And then, but that's just not the relationship suffers from that. You need to be able to say in your relationship, you know, no matter what type, I mean, let's go to the workplace, right?
Wait. We gotta go to a break. I was just saying, like, right timing, right? Like the right timing to pick that conversation with your partner. Not let them walk all over you. But I gotta cut you off because we gotta go to a break.
Okay.
All right. So we're gonna come right back. So you guys stay tuned.
There you go.
Please.
We'll be back.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Imagine yourself being transported to India, to the banks of the Ganga and an ashram in Rishikesh. Visualize that you are welcome to satsang with an American sannyasi who shares the wisdom of her guru. Your visualization has manifested. Join Satvi Bhagavati Saraswati for inspiration and transformation every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
Coping 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
With everything going on, there may be times you feel like you can't handle it all. Journaling, meditating, and talking with friends and family can help you feel more grounded and better able to cope. Your kids are also going through a lot of new experiences, and simply talking with them about their feelings can be quite powerful.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
All right, you go.
Ah, well, welcome back. Okay, so I was talking about the workplace, and a lot of times when you are at a workplace, you have sometimes you can have coworkers, or you can have your boss, or you know, crossing boundaries, right? And then you also have to decide, you know, how far you're going to allow someone to cross those boundaries that you have set in place, right? Or if you're even going to allow that. I, for one, have always, you know, when things, I would always have to sit, call for a meeting and sit and say, okay, you know, I'm very uncomfortable with this. And, you know, this is my expectation, you know, at this job site. And, you know, and if it, and it, and if it was something that even after I spoke about it didn't, you know, land, let's say, right, then it was time for me to look for something else, because I was not going to be living in discomfort. Because remember, when you're at a job, you know, this is like almost a 24/7 kind of thing, right? Because you are there, you know,
more than
lots
you are
of hours.
With your family sometimes.
Yes. And so it has to be a very receptive place. I do have to say that the last job that I had was, my God, it was like a blessing for me, because I felt so loved, so heard, so respected, you know, and we all, you know, we all connected in such a beautiful way that when I was leaving, it was really difficult for me to leave, because I had found a place, you know, that respected me, and I respected them as well, right?
Well, let me ask you, Marilyn, too, don't you think that that's a direct reflection from the work that you've done on yourself, too?
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure. I've been working really hard, diligently.
Yes. And, you know, you have a right to your own time, too, and the ability to change your mind. It's your boundaries. You can change your mind. But when you say that, what comes to me so strongly is, because I know you, and I'm honored to know you, and I know the work that you've done, some of it. And, you know, that to me is a direct reflection of how much you've done to get there. You know, it's like you evolve, right? You evolved into a beautiful workplace where people respected each other, probably because you did a lot of hell of a lot of work, and you were in that frequency, which we love that word.
Yes, right? Yes. Yeah. And then, you know, when you're in that frequency, others are in, you know, join into that frequency, and then you're all vibrating in such beauty, right? And such love, you know, and honoring of each other, you know, and that's, I believe, is the way a workplace should be, right? Where people honor each other, where they care about each other, right? I always say it's like having family, right? Because they, you know, but when you're in a workplace that's hostile and it's like really uncomfortable, I don't know. I mean, I know a lot of people who have stayed in you know, in workplaces like that. And I couldn't do it. It was almost like, it was too painful, right, to stay in an environment where, you know, I would see so many things. And I was not the quiet person, right? I was the one that would say, okay, we need to talk. We need to talk. Let's sit down. We need to talk, right? Because you're crossing a boundary here. Or if I would see, you know, other people crossing other people's boundaries as well. It was like it was just such a discomfort for me, you know, to sit in that space, right? So,
but you said something really important too at the beginning of the show about, you know, finding somebody that you admire, that you aspire to be like, that you wish to emanate, you know, that, you know, your workplace is the perfect little petri dish for this conversation, because obviously not everybody's going to be in the same exact frequency. That's going to be pretty rare. You're going to have people on different soul paths, different levels.
Right.
And, But you know, when you're rubbing off your frequency on someone else, they could be just like a little step behind you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that could be the light and the spark they need to go. Look at her, you know, like mm-hmm. Maya Angelou is always my go-to. And she says, you know, everybody probably knows this already. If you don't, here you go. When you know better, you do better.
You do better.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're here. I personally know that's what my soul is here to do, to learn and to do better and be a way to show how to do that, right?
Yeah.
What is the point of that experience if I can't share and inspire other people? That's the highest compliment for me, if I inspire somebody to look at something. Expansion. You know, and we're just scratching the surface. We're just getting started.
Right.
And it's amazing. I see so many changes for the better, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's important, right? Because we have to recognize that we are always a work in progress. We always mm-hmm. will be. At least that's what I believe, right? That's my belief. And, you know, people don't have to believe that, but I do. This is my belief mm-hmm. that I am a work in progress and I probably will be to the very end. But I will do my very best to truly, truly, truly see myself, to truly experience myself fully in this lifetime, mm-hmm. right? That's my goal, right? That's my goal, to be
not
able to experience myself fully.
Right, not with a giant magnifying glass of judgment, but a magnifying glass of, you know, where are the juicy bits? Where's
curiosity? How about curiosity? You know, curiosity, right? Being able to have that instead.
Mm-hmm. And enthusiasm, you know, like mm-hmm. Whenever I see that, I see myself as like that 8-year-old kid at camp with the magnifying glass, looking at the little green worms or the ant hole, and you know, the adventure. If you can think of it more as an adventure of exploring yourself, because mm-hmm. truly what you said, what you shared with that workplace is so wonderful, because what I do feel is that in my personal experience, a lot of boundaries, I had to learn a lot of things. I'm still learning, of course, just like you. But it got really bad for a while. It's like being in an abusive relationship or a relationship that you need to exit out of, or just changing things and shaking things up. It's going to be a little icky. It's just part of the process. But when you get to the other side, it's so worth it. It's so rewarding, because then you have soul sisters like Marilyn, and you have people that really do.
And Elizabeth,
you.
And I look at
that. People that have your back and will tell you, you know, I really didn't. You need to look at your words around that, because I think you're better than that. That kind of thing, you know. You get people who are aware, and it's like a mirror. And it's just beautiful. So it's
and remembering
it is my point.
Yeah. Right. And remembering the importance of speaking your truth, to mm-hmm. always speak. And when I say it's your truth, right, it doesn't have mm-hmm. to be anybody else's, right? Because this mm-hmm. is the other thing, right? We don't have to mimic anybody else. We just have to be ourselves. And we have to check in every now and then
and Marilyn,
recognize.
Marilyn, mm-hmm. How can you be anybody but you, really? I mean, not you personally, but anybody out there.
Well, you know, but you know what? There's a lot of people who, mm-hmm. How would I say? It's I don't even know how to say this. It's almost like you're not checked in. You're not checked mm-hmm. in. So you are sometimes you, but you are also being. Someone
not authentically
else.
You.
Yeah, mm-hmm. right. You're not being authentic. And that's the key mm-hmm. word, right? Because you need to be authentic. You need to know, you know, what fits right for you, right? Mm-hmm. What is your frequency? What is the vibration that you really want to be in? You know, mm-hmm. what is that happy place for you? And all of these things are really important, right? Because when we are able to speak our truth without the guilt and the shame and the blame, right, and all those other, you know, things, right, then we're able to experience ourselves fully and to recognize ourselves in the world.
Yeah. I mean, we're all freaks in flesh suits. We're all wonky. We're all wobbly. We're all amazing. We're all bruised, we're all damaged, we're all healing. You know, there's no one right way for anybody. It's your truth. It's
we're learning and remembering because it's important.
This is a good segment for, or a segue. Just a segue. I do try and keep us on track a little bit.
I know.
It's a good segue to talk about trauma in the drama, because that's what we're going to be talking about next week's show. And, you know, I do think ultimately for me, everything comes down to worth and value, self-worth and value.
Yes.
For me, in my soul growth, I am not speaking for anybody else. I think that's important to put out there too, you know, like when we're talking from our truth. You don't have to agree with it. You don't have to like it. You don't even have to listen to us.
Can actually define what is right for them or what you know, because this is important. It doesn't always have to match up with somebody else. You just have to match up with yourself.
Yes, I love you dearly, Marilyn, and I can't do the woo-woo you do, your curandera and your Icaros and your singing, but I can do my spirit art, and I can, you know, talk to people that have crossed over. Not that you can't do that either, but, you know, that's more something that's opened up for me, right?
Right.
And so, you know, it's really important because we've been told, like, don't be different, don't stand out, fit in the form, be nice, be polite. I mean, all, whatever your messages is, you're just literally removing layers of baggage of everybody else's stuff to come back to who you are.
Right.
Where,
and I call that.
Where are you?
Right. And, you know, I call that false truths, right? Because I consider them false truths because we're believing them to be true until we're not, right? Until we recognize that they are not really, you know, true for us. That was just something that we learned.
Ooh. Now listen, last week Marilyn and I both heard something in the background. I said, is that God? So just in case you were listening last week, it happened again, but we didn't address it right there.
Right.
It's just funny because I was just having this light bulb moment of like, wow, remember when you went, that shit don't even belong to me. What? 25 years. Bye. And you go, oh, wow. Yeah, that happens.
But but then think about the shift that happens in that moment, though. That is such a huge opening, right? That's a huge opening. It is a breakthrough, right? That where you're learning what is true for you. Right,
yes,
what resonates
a little bit more of you back. Remember.
Exactly, there you go. Because we got to do the work. We got to continue to do the work, so that we can continue to clear out all the false truths, and so that then we can get to the wisdom that lives within us. Because it does. There you go.
Yeah. So I miss your eyeballs, Marilyn. We're so
I know.
Talking on Zoom and we look at each other and we know each other's signals, and now we're like learning us in a whole new way on the radio. So Marilyn, how can people find you if they'd love to reach out to you for a session or an inquiry or a question or anything like that?
So I have the website universalsacredmedicine.com that I can be reached on.
Wonderful. And do you offer sessions on there? I don't even know the answer to that.
I do. I offer sessions. I also offer my drawings, you know, the frequency drawings.
Beautiful and drawings. I have lucky me, lucky me.
Beautifully charged, right?
Yes, I love it. I meditated with that for a long time with the candles and everything when you sent it to me. I think it was right around my birthday last year. I can't remember.
Yeah.
But I have it in my sacred space with my altar, where my personal altar where I'm working on things. So it's always there magnifying the juju that you do, right? So I have a website called Angel with an Edge, And you can also find me on Facebook or Instagram, Angel with an Edge, or Elizabeth Lindsay with an A. I think I'm the only Elizabeth with a blue streak. I have a blue hair streak, which I'm very proud of. When my stylist gave it to me as a gift 2 years ago, I was like, oh, my insides are leaking out now. I was so excited. I was like, here's my blue alien coming through, right? Because I personally feel like I'm an alien mutt. So anyway, long story short, that's how you can find both of us.
Yes.
And we're very friendly and we're very respectful, and we'd love to hear from you if you have any questions, comments. I do offer readings as well, private readings, one-on-one. So I think that's about it. So yeah. Next week, we're going to talk about trauma in the drama, or the drama in the trauma, however you want to look at that. And I don't know, Marilyn, would you like to do something lovely to send us out on this beautiful full moon in Aries, where it's time to initiate something new in your heart, even if it's just a little spark of an idea?
Yeah, let's do that. Okay. So let's call in all who work in love and light to lead us and guide us toward a clearer understanding of our soul's desire. May we practice surrendering any and all beliefs of limitations and lack, and be open to receiving our bounty. May we speak our truth fearlessly with love and compassion in clarity as we reclaim our power. Blessings, love, and light to all.
Ooh, that's so powerful. I just love it. Ooh. I can't wait till we really get into the shows where you do that juju. You do. People are in for a really lovely surprise. I can't wait. Well,
yeah,
Marilyn,
me too.
We did it again.
We did it again.
Peace and blessings, and ciao for now. See you next time.
See you next time.